A criticism often levelled at undergraduate science degrees is that a lot of spoon-feeding goes on and there's not enough emphasis placed on acquiring practical skills and the ability to think outside the box. Now, these, of course, are critical assets for a successful scientific career, particularly when it comes to the emerging and fast-moving field of molecular biology. So why do we often wait until a student embarks on a PhD before giving them the chance to discover whether they really are cut out for this line of work? Inif Ehrlich has taken this particular DNA bull by the horns, and he's set up a special class for his students at Columbia University where they were given a mobile DNA sequencing device and then told to go and decode a postdoc's dinner.
Our idea was to let the students have hands-on experience with DNA sequencing technologies. Part of this class was that Sophie, my postdoc, collected DNA from her food over a week. And she prepared DNA libraries and gave it to the students. And they used this mobile DNA device to sequence the DNA from her food. And they had to guess, they had to find what she ate. And the whole concept here was to show them end-to-end how to generate, analyze, and infer results from DNA experiments.
Now, why did you decide to launch on this particular topic in the first place? Why do this?
The vision that we and others share is that we're going to see this era of ubiquitous DNA sequencing. So we want to give the students kind of like a glimpse to the future and also to train them in a way that they will help us to bring this future so they can think what they can do with this device. They can really realize the potential of this device by touching it, playing with it, writing some software to analyze its data and so on.
And how did they respond? How did it go down with the class? Did the students take to it?
Yeah, so the students were highly enthusiastic about the class. I have to admit, this is the first time that I'm teaching, so I was a bit nervous before the class started in general. But the feedback was just fantastic. They loved this class. They appreciated that we exposed them to an early-on technology. One thing that was interesting to see, they are used to technologies that are near perfection, right? Let's say cell phones, or their operating systems on their computers. Now, this device is not yet perfected. There are still some gaps. You need to find workarounds. You need to tinker. And it was interesting to see how they react to something that is not yet perfected, is not in a production grade, I would say. But they are engineers, and it's part of their training, is really to see things that in early stage and to think how they can evolve them, how they can help to mature these devices and how they can find workarounds.
I suppose in that respect, it's quite a nice prelude to what to expect from a career in science, isn't it? Where people don't hand you a solution on a plate like they often are criticised for doing during an undergraduate degree.
Exactly. We got the feedback from some of the students that this is the first time that they feel in their undergraduate degree that they do science.
So that was what they learned. What did you learn? And how does this inform what you do next with this project?
So we learn how to design this experiment and how to engage the students. And you can get quite a lot from a group of undergraduates and master's students that are highly enthusiastic about the devices. In the second hackathon that was done around, the main topic was forensics. We, in fact, started a research project in my group after the results of one of the hackathon groups with the device. They came up with a very interesting algorithm, and we said that, you know, this might be a research project, so we should take on and really expand these preliminary leads that they found in the class.
Big trend now, though, to take things even lower and further down than at undergraduate level, isn't it? And people are talking about going into schools with this kind of thing. Do you think this is the kind of thing that could be used to encourage even younger learners, people before they've even gone to university, to show them what they could be doing scientifically and then nurture more of that scientific spirit so we get more people going to university to study science?
Yeah, I think this device has the potential to go to schools. The main challenge is to create a curriculum around this device, really to give the teachers a box with all the experimental setting, with the lesson plans that they can really conduct that in their class. And this is something that we are actively thinking of, how we can take this device and build some curriculum around it to introduce it to high school students.
Inif Ehrlich.